आज की दुनिया से चले दूर कहीं दूर चले,
आवाज की दुनिया से चले दूर कहीं दूर चले,
चांद सितारों से
Om Shanti. Long, long ago, it was the time when Buddha was here on earth, and a great philosopher, Malukputta, his name was, he came to Buddha and asked him 11 questions, and they were summarizing the essence of life. And this man had been to many people posing his questions. Those questions were about the mysteries of life and the philosophy of life, about afterbirth, about afterlife, and so many other things. Buddha listened to him and said, I will answer all your questions, but there is one condition. The person who had come was Kshatriya, warrior. He said that I am ready to fulfill any condition being a Kshatriya. We are always true to our pledge. Tell me what you want me to do. Anything I am ready to do. Buddha says, you have to stay with me for 1 year. In silence. And then I will answer your questions. So the man says, what is this condition for? If you know the answer, why don't you answer now? He says, Buddha says, you must have gone with these questions to many people, right? He says, yes, I had been to many people. And they all must have answered. He said, yes, they all answered. Did you feel satisfied? He says, no. And if you want answer for me, you will have to follow this one condition, that you have to stay with me in silence without asking a single question. And I promise you, I myself being a warrior, a Kshatriya, in my earlier life. So I promise you that after 1 year, you ask me any number of questions, I'll answer all your questions. So when this conversation is going on, there is an old monk sitting there. He interrupts in between. He says, please don't get fooled. He says to the philosopher. He says, even I had come to this man 20 years back with many questions. And he promised me that you stay with me for 1 year and then I will answer. Now it is 20 years. And my questions are destroyed. I don't have any questions. So if you want the answer, take now. Otherwise, you will also get fooled like me. And that person stays. And after 1 year, Buddha calls him, what are your questions? He says, you really fooled me. In silence, my questions are lost. In fact, questions are never to be answered. They get destroyed. They get finished. In the silence. Silence has that power. That's why in today's blessing, Baba said, the power of the silence is the most elevated power in the world. All the powers are emerging from this power of silence. Even the impact of science is emerging from the power of silence. And the power of science is nothing before the power of silence, because silence can make impossible possible. With silence you become Sahaj Yogi, easy yogis. What is this silence? What is this power of silence? What happens when goes in silence? Is it just to do with speech or something to do with something else? The greatest manifestation of power, the calm, the highest calm are fed. If one remains silent, he suddenly becomes powerful. But what is this power of silence? When Baba says silence power, he means the power of yoga. In Hindi, it becomes Shanti ki Shakti, power of peace. But Baba has never used the word Shanti ki Shakti much. He has always used the word power of silence. Silence is such a beautiful thing. No matter how much you hear about silence, you cannot taste it unless and until you drink it yourself. Long periods of silence in between. And it, as I said, it has nothing to do with words and speeches. One might be speaking throughout the day and yet silent. Another person might be silent and yet the most talkative person in the world. He might be sitting in some cave, but the entire supermarket in his mind. How to taste this silence? So today, we have this retreat. Make the aim of total silence for next 3-4 hours. And there are two types. One is of mouth. Another is of mind, which is very subtle. But at least start with silence of mouth, that is known as Maun Vrat. Mahatma Gandhi used to observe silence every Monday. On that day, he would not talk with anyone. On that day, he would, if at all needed, just talk only by signals. Some say that he would not even go for his morning walk on that day, but he would finish all his work, the pending work of 1 week on that day. How much silent I am within? That's the question one should ask oneself. And what are the things one should do in silence? Is it just to shut down the mouth, shut up the mouth and sit at one place? No. Some deep things have to be done in silence. In today's Avyakta Murli, Baba has given us two tasks. The world needs power and peace. If somebody is hungry and somebody wants some food and you give him water, or somebody is thirsty and you give him food, he will not be satisfied. You should give him what they want. The world needs power because the world has become powerless. And Baba said at the very onset of the Murli, you are the master creators. You are the greatest creation of the creator. You are the ancestor souls. You are the worshiper of the souls. You are the master son of peace. You are the master ocean of peace. So your tasks are to establish peace in the world, and for that thing you should have peace within. If you want to empower somebody, you should be powerful yourself. Without yourself being powerful, how can you empower other? And the world is so powerless. People of the world understand that what they are doing is wrong, but they cannot stop themselves because there is no power. And that power is with us. And that is the power of silence. And that is the power of spirituality. Baba talked about 5 definitions of Vairagya, unlimited disinterest, in today's Murli. Unless and until you have disinterest within you, how can you induce disinterest in others? If oneself, one is attached to the world and the things of the world, how can you talk about disinterest? How can you talk about vairagya, about dispassion? The world is swinging, swirling in the swing of passion. Everywhere in the air, there is lust, there is passion, there is anger. The ocean of body consciousness is surrounding everywhere. And in such an ocean, Baba comes and talks about unlimited disinterest. The first definition of disinterest in today's Murli: to be in this body, but don't think that this body is yours. This body is your home, but ghar mein beghar. In the body, but out of the body. That is the greatest form of vairag. See the very first definition Baba gave of vairag. You are in the body, but out of the body. This is also vairag, and this is also the stage of silence. So next 4 hours, try to remain bodiless. Not only when you sit here, but when you move out of this hall, when you are taking food, when you are doing all the activities, or throughout the day, or henceforth in life. This practice of bodilessness, all the time, keep on reminding yourself that I am this, I am this, I am this, I am this. I am not this, I am not this, I am not this. To be in the body and yet out of the body. That is the first definition of unlimited disinterest. The second definition from today's Murli: Swabhav, Sanskar, Sadhan. Nature, Sanskars and facilities. You remain uninfluenced by these things. Don't get affected. Baba said, don't get Vashibhut. As if a demon has entered somebody and is troubling that person. In the similar manner, all this paraphernalia of science, sadhan, or your own nature, some old sanskar which is troubling you from very long time, it's not going in spite of doing everything. Today, whilst you sit here, think of that sanskar, that habit, that addiction, which is not going in spite of everything. All efforts. Probably we are missing some hidden dimension. Sit as a detached observer, even while sitting here, even while listening to all the things you are listening, as a detached observer. On one side, the listening is going on. On another side, some deep internal journey is also going on within. As a detached observer. So, unlimited disinterest, the second definition is uninfluenced. Don't get influenced by any one of these things. If they are having their influence on you, find out the causes, the triggers, why. The third definition of unlimited disinterest is to become flying yogi. Baba said, those yogi, they fly above water, fire and earth. You fly over the earth of body consciousness. You fly over the fire of 5 vices. And what is the water? All the worldly attractions. The current of water pulls one. So go above all of these 3 things. So unlimited disinterest means flying yogi. See, which is that vice which keeps on burning me all the time. The subtlest of the vice, the subtlest of the weakness that keeps on coming again and again in spite of trying. What is that? What I should do? I have tried everything. But there must be some way. Some way must be there. A disciple asks some question to his master. Master, without answering anything, says, meet me in my room. And he walks out. He goes to his room, locks the door. And the disciple is shocked. What sort of instruction is this? He asked me to come and meet me in the room and he locked the door from inside. But it was Guru's injunction, order. It has to be followed. So he keeps on trying some way. This side, that side, this window, that window. And somehow he is able to find one small window and he enters into that window. And the Guru is sitting like this in meditation. He said, Master, what is this? You told me to meet me in the room and you locked the door. He said, how do you reach? I reached with a lot of difficulties. So he says, that is the answer to your question. You said that I have tried everything, but one problem is not getting solved. There is still some window. When all doors are locked, probably there is one more, which you have yet not tried. Don't think that you have tried everything. There is some way, some means, some method, some avenue through which you can enter that locked door. If this is life and that is the problem of life, and I am not getting the key to solve it, there is one more way out, one more thing which is still remaining. Let me try that. So the third definition of unlimited disinterest is flying yogi. The fourth definition of unlimited disinterest means your mind, your thoughts, words and your seva. In everything you become unlimited. Unlimited bhavna, kamana, unlimited feelings, desires, unlimited smriti, vritti. Everything unlimited. Rise from that small place where you will live. Go above. Broaden the thoughts, broaden the thinking. Widen your perspective, your scope of things. So that is the fourth. And the fifth definition is maipan. Awareness of I. Remove it and bring babapan. Awareness of Baba. So everywhere Baba, 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 Baba. Bring this awareness more. When these five things are done, Baba said, that is the unlimited disinterest. And whatever that has happened in life till now, put a full stop. Those firemen, they don't ask. They just put out the fire. You are the spiritual fire extinguishers of the world. There is a fire of lust everywhere and you are there to extinguish that fire. But first, extinguish the fire which is burning within. Work like those firemen. Put a full stop. Don't keep on saying why this, why that, why that, why that, why that, why that. Why things are happening like this? This should not happen, that should not happen. These people are not good. Why such groups are mushrooming here and there? Those who challenge the decisions of seniors. In one of the Avyakta Murli, Baba said, talking with juniors who had lot of thoughts about their seniors, do you think that Baba has made your seniors sit there? So is Baba a fool? So this bhatti, this retreat, make it the life transforming event. And that will happen not just by sitting and listening something that we have been doing for a long time. For transformation, shock is needed. An electric shock. And you might hear many bitter things here, which might not be to your likings, but they are the truths of life. So, make full use of it. Feel as if God has given this opportunity to me to be silent, to self-analyze, to introspect, to retrospect, to see myself, to be in such a huge gathering. What vibrations are getting created here, you know? What pure vibrations? Can you get such a gathering anywhere? Impossible. To recognize God is such a great thing. And all these souls have done that. And not only that, they all are effort makers trying to become perfect. This is the journey of perfection, and this is one of the milestones where we have reached. Now take advantage of this situation. Whilst moving around in crowd, everyone, let that feeling go that I am alone here. And I have come for self-contemplation, self-reflection. And as I said in the morning also, except those who are the organizers, others who have come here, lock the mouth. Speak only if it is life-threatening event. It's a big task. But the result is, the benefits are immense. So, let the silence penetrate within. First, the silence of the mouth, and this silence will gradually lead to the silence of the mind. And when there is a silence of the mind, it means all the waste and negative is shut out. Only the sublime, only the elevated, only the pure is there in the mind. Silence means swachintan, self-talk. Silence means self-thinking. Silence means self-churning. Silence means self-discipline. Silence means self-analysis. Silence means soul-searching. Silence means self-accounting. Silence doesn't mean just to keep shut. That is one of the initial steps, but that initial step will lead to the silence of the mind. So, very silently, very calmly, very quietly, move out from this place gradually and have a inverted comma, soundless breakfast. Which breakfast? Soundless. And then come back here by 9:30. Okay. Om Shanti.